Good day, this is Greg, and I will be bringing you the Vermilion County News for Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. Beginning with the commercial news. From the front page, One Step Closer, Covington to Break Ground on New Play Area by Mary Wyckoff. Dateline, Covington, Indiana. Building a new playground at the Covington City Park has been a community effort during the past 2.5 years. Almost every person in town has a stake in it, said Stephanie Lober, an organizer and member of the City Park Board. I can't think of one person who hasn't been a part. Whether it involved a child collecting pennies, or a company donating thousands of dollars, or even someone simply attending a fundraiser, the project is the epitome of a community effort, Lober said. Finally, the day has almost arrived to break ground for the Covington Community Playground. A ceremony will be at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time Sunday at the park, followed by a variety of activities to celebrate Earth Day. Platinum sponsors, who donated $50,000 or more, will have the first chance to don a hard hat and dig into the ground. Then, families will have the opportunity to do the same and pose for an official photo. The Covington Elementary School Chorus will sing. After that, Friends of the Covington City Park will oversee free activities for the children, who should expect to get dirty. Because the old equipment is gone, children can make their own pop-up adventure playground, using their imagination to build with boxes and recycled materials. They also can embrace their creativity while painting with nature paintbrushes, show love to the sun with Earth Day yoga for children and families, compete in a recycling relay, craft a litter bug, dig in the dirt and make mud pies, search for natural items on a special Earth Day scavenger hunt and nature walk, and listen to a reading of Dr. Seuss's The Lorax. Also this weekend and the following weekend, a box will be set up in the park to collect electronic waste such as televisions, cell phones, scanners, VCRs, anything with a cord. Lober and Amanda Strausser, both City Park Board members who have been active in getting the new playground, are excited about the project. A ribbon-cutting ceremony has been set tentatively for September. It's a big deal for the Covington community, Strausser said. On April 7th, the old playground equipment was auctioned, with about 100 people attending and about $12,000 raised. The oldest piece, a stagecoach, possibly from the 1970s, will be stationed at the front of the park. We wanted to keep something of sentimental value, Strausser said. The old pieces are sparking memories for some people. Diane Cotton, for example, recently took a last spin on the old merry-go-round, saying she had fond memories of playing on it. Her children, too, enjoyed the ride while they were young. People also posted comments on Facebook, reminiscing about their fun in the days at the playground. The Covington City Park Playground project has raised $700,000 during the past 2 years and has received donations from the City of Covington and the Covington Community Foundation, as well as grants. Lober estimated that the group staged 20 fundraisers during the past 2.5 years. The group will take a break from fundraising now, as people are tapped out, she said. However, donations are always accepted through the Community Foundation. In the beginning, the playground group solicited ideas from various groups, including students, about what should be offered at the park, and came up with a 5-year master plan. The idea for an improved park started with a Facebook conversation, and those people got the go-ahead from the city council. Volunteers then had a dream and design party in November of 2015 and asked children to make drawings of what they would like to see. Features discussed were a treehouse, sledding hill, splash pad, parkour course, butterfly garden, and a sand and water play area, as well as traditional playground equipment like swings and slides. Plans also include a 6-foot trike path, outdoor fitness equipment for active attendees, a family restroom, and a covered picnic area. Plans were revealed to the public in June 2016 and will be implemented over 3 phases. In the future, the organizers would like a beach volleyball area for teens and a community garden with raised beds. There was a lot of public input. We reached all demographics, Strausser said. From May 1st to November 1st, it's the busiest place in town. Loeber wants it to be open year-round and noted there are a lot of walkers and runners in Covington who would use it. In the first phase, earthen berms will be used to cover the utility sheds, and berms will be used as dividers, rather than a fence. A splash pad is expected to open in early July. At some point, there will be a day set aside for volunteers to plant native Indiana vegetation. The playground will be earth-friendly. The bathrooms will feature composting toilets, which are waterless, and skylights. The water at the sinks will be turned off in the winter, but sanitizer will be available. There will be an air dryer rather than paper towels. Both women expect the community will keep the park clean. It'll be nice and stay nice. Maintenance will be low, Strausser said. There's no doubt in my mind it will be maintained, Loeber said. She noted that students need community hours and other service groups will help keep the area clean. People in Covington are good about pitching in for projects, they said. Memorial bricks. Deadline is April 30th for people to order engraved pavers for the park. Each brick can be engraved with a two-line, 40-character, including letters and spaces, message of your choice. People can choose a family name, children's or grandchildren's names, an organization name, a quote, in memory of a loved one, or a class, for example. The bricks will be placed in the entry plaza of the new Covington Community Playground. Cost is $100 each, with all proceeds going to the park. To buy a brick, visit www.wicf-inc.org. Click Donate Here, select Covington Community Foundation, select $100 in the Purpose of Gift category, and include your message. About 300 bricks have been sold. A limited number of trees with plaques are available too through the foundation. Cost is $500 each. Friends of the Covington City Park uses the Community Foundation to handle its accounts. Storage Unit Construction Starts at Former Kmart by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. Storage units are now under construction at the former Kmart site on North Vermilion Street, and city officials expect plans for Planet Fitness, also planned for the site, any day now. Danville Planning Manager Chris Milliken said the developers have told the city it will be a few months to complete the indoor storage units. No definitive date was given. Milliken said he also was told last week plans will soon be coming for Planet Fitness. They would need 3 to 4 months to get operational, according to Milliken. The Danville City Council in October approved a special use permit for the development of the former Kmart site at 2721 North Vermilion Street. Developer Jenny Kirby then told the City Council the interior storage and mini warehouses will be a very nice, clean operation. It's a Class A facility, Kirby said about the facility proposed here and another one like it already open in Lafayette, Indiana. Kirby said Planet Fitness would be a good new addition. Planet Fitness was founded in 1992 in Dover, New Hampshire, according to the company's website. It is one of the largest franchisers and operators of fitness centers in the U.S. As of last year, Planet Fitness had approximately 10.6 million members and more than 1,500 locations in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Canada, the Dominican Republic, and Panama. The company's mission is to enhance people's lives by providing a high-quality fitness experience in a welcoming, non-intimidating environment, which is called the Judgment-Free Zone. More than 95% of Planet Fitness stores are owned and operated by independent businessmen and women. Kirby also said of the storage units, they will be of interest to people such as with small offices who need more space and in-transit persons. There will be 1 to 2 full-time staff persons. The facility will be well lit and have security. We're not just your typical storage operation, she said. Kirby added half of the roof needs replaced on the building with a lot of water damage inside, and exterior masonry and parking lot work, and painting and resealing are also needed. In addition, there will be truck rentals on site. DHS Musical to Relive the 50s by Carol Rome, Danville. Danville High School students will take the audience back to the days of poodle skirts and leather jackets later this week when they perform in the lively musical All Shook Up. All Shook Up is a musical comedy built around a number of songs made famous by Elvis Presley. However, it is not a biographical review. Three performances have been set for 7 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Dick Van Dyke Auditorium at the high school. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at the door. The show, loosely based on Shakespeare's comedy Twelfth Night, takes place during a 24-hour period in 1955 somewhere in Middle America where one girl's dream and a surprise visit from a mysterious leather-jacketed, guitar-playing stranger help a small town to discover the magic of romance and the power of rock and roll. DHS senior Carter Hambly portrays Chad, whom he describes as an Elvis-type roustabout. Sophomore Mackenzie Kaiser portrays Natalie, a mechanic who works at her dad's garage. When Chad rides into town on his motorcycle, "I make everyone fall in love," Hambly said. "Yeah, I have that kind of effect. I have a guitar, and I'm a crooner." To prepare for this role, Hambly said, "I watched a bunch of Elvis videos and rented Jailhouse Rock." When Chad takes his motorcycle in for repair, Kaiser said her character instantly falls in love with him and becomes obsessed with him. "Natalie wins over Chad with her motorcycle repair skills," Kaiser said. "There are plenty of twists in the show that the audience won't see coming," Hambly said. Both Hambly and Kaiser noted that the music makes the show. "Even the lesser-known Elvis tunes have great arrangements," Hambly said. "The dances are really fun, too," Kaiser added. Among the 11 choreographed dances and 29 songs featured in the production are Elvis classics, such as Heartbreak Hotel, Love Me Tender, Don't Be Cruel, Can't Help Falling in Love, Jailhouse Rock, and the title tune, All Shook Up. DHS English teacher Greg Williams, who is helping oversee the production along with choral director Jeff Thomas, admitted, "I'm not a big Elvis fan, but I love the way the music is used to tell the story." "It's all about romance and falling in love instantly and the problems that come with it," he said. Although the musical takes place in the 1950s, Williams said the play is relevant today as it touches upon current issues such as racism, empowerment, authority, and gender identity, but in a lighthearted way. "It's extremely relevant to today," Williams said. The principal actors include Mackenzie Kaiser, Carter Hambly, Jake Knight, Trinity Smith, Aliana Wilson, Noah Acree, Molly Smith, Brooklyn Powell, Charlie Johnson, and Neil Patel. The ensemble includes Isabel Brewitt, Kaylee Potter, Katie Brown, Kennedy Krueger, Grace Vogt, Nathan Seawright, Layla Castro, and Cassandra Bryant. Members of the DHS Mixed Show Choir delegation will be featured in the large group musical numbers. Turning to the News Gazette, we have an article from Monday, April 16th, under the heading Rediscover Danville. Celebrate Spring by Carol Nichols, Director, Illinois SBDC at DACC. Spring seems to be here, finally. Quick, knock on wood. Earth Day is Sunday, and both seem to offer a great chance to enjoy spring outdoor-related events in Vermilion County. Friday nights, 5 to 8-ish p.m. through the fall, enjoy Wieners and Wine at Sleepy Creek Vineyards near Oakwood. You buy the drinks, Sleepy Creek provides the hot dog and fixings, and a fire to roast it over as you enjoy music starting at 6:30 p.m. Bring your lawn chairs and sit by the fire and enjoy the outdoors. For more about this and other events, see their website, sleepycreekvineyards.com. On Saturday, enjoy an exciting evening of racing with the Kickapoo Motor Speedway at the Vermilion County Fairgrounds. A full night of racing, including UMP modifieds, pro late models, pro stock car, scrappers and mini wedges, plus a vintage sprint car race. See www.kickapoospeedway.com or their Facebook page, Kickapoo Motor Speedway Danville, for more information. Also this week, Park Bistro at Kickapoo State Park begins their season, open Saturdays 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to noon. Saturday evenings, from 4 to 6 p.m., talented musicians play as you enjoy your casual dinner by the water, beginning with Bob Schifo and John Serapinas playing country and light rock. The Bistro will extend their hours and musical features beginning Memorial Day weekend. Now that you are finally able to put your plan for your garden into action, visit area garden centers, including Barry's Garden Center and Danville Gardens in Danville, and Treasured Roots Flower Shop and Specialty Gifts in Hubston. Treasured Roots is featuring a Spring Has Sprung open house from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, and an Earth Day celebration for kids on Sunday. This special kids event is from 1 to 2 p.m. and features a scavenger hunt, Mother Earth story time, make and take bird feeders, snacks, and more. The fee is $5 per child. See their Facebook page to make reservations. Danville Gardens is offering a green wall art seminar at no charge on Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. where you can learn how to create a living green wall by using air plants, an old frame, shallow boxes, or drawers. Then enjoy a workshop on animal topiaries on Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. where you will plant your animal topiary with a wide variety of small plants with cost based on plants used. My dachshund topiary has been sitting sadly empty outside my front door since last summer and is looking forward to coming back to life. And while you are thinking green, remember, Money Smart Week starts on Saturday. Start your children off right at the Danville Public Library's Money Smart Read for children Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. at the library, 319 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Children ages 5 to 11 will listen to a story read by Patrick Williams from Country Financial, make a bank, and receive a free copy of Little Critter, Just Saving My Money, while supplies last. Rediscover the Danville area and celebrate spring. And now turning to obituaries for Tuesday, April 17th. Larry Knight, Lawrence Larry E. Knight, 97, of Washington, Illinois, passed away at 1:49 p.m. Saturday, April 14, 2018, at the Villas of Hollybrook in Washington. Cremation rites have been accorded. Dieter's Funeral Home and Crematory is serving the family. Larry's family would like to thank the Villas of Hollybrook, Spoon River Home Health and Comfort Plus Hospice for the care they provided. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to Muhammad Shrine Hospital Van Fund, 4201 Industry Drive, Bartonville, Illinois, 61607. Larry's memorial website is available at www.dietersfuneralhome.com, where condolences may also be sent to the family. Barbara J. Midcap. Barbara J. Midcap, 75, of Danville, passed away April 14, 2018, at North Logan Healthcare in Danville. A celebration of Barbara's life will be at 2 p.m. Wednesday, April 18, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, with Pastor Phil Miller officiating. Visitation will be from 1 to 2 p.m. prior to the service. She will be laid to rest at Stern Cemetery in Fithian. Please join Barbara's family in sharing photos and memories on her tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. Donald J. Dietzen. Donald J. Dietzen, 79, passed away April 14, 2018, at home in Danville. A mass of Christian burial will be at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, April 19th, at Holy Family Catholic Church, 444 East Main Street, Danville. Father Stephen Loftus will officiate. Interment will be in Resurrection Cemetery, 818 Went Avenue in Danville. Recitation of the Rosary will begin at 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, April 18th, followed by a visitation from 4 to 7 p.m. at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion, Danville, and 9:30 to 10:15 a.m. Thursday, April 19th at the church. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorial donations be directed to Resurrection Cemetery in care of Holy Family Catholic Church, 444 East Main Street, Danville, Illinois, 61832, Sisters of the Holy Cross Ministry with the Poor, St. Mary's, Notre Dame, Indiana, 46556, and Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation for Childhood Cancer, Bala Senwid, Pennsylvania, 19004, or another charity of choice. Please join Donald's family in sharing memories, photos, and videos on his tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. Beverly Paltridge. Beverly Paltridge, 88, of Potomac, passed away at 12:40 p.m. Friday, April 13, 2018, at her home. A Celebration of Life Memorial Service for Beverly will be held at 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 17, 2018, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville, with Pastor Randy Holden officiating. Visitation for family and friends will be 5 p.m. to the time of service on Tuesday at the funeral home. Memorial donations can be made to the Vermilion County Animal Shelter. Please join her family in sharing memories through her tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. Thomas Jenkins. Thomas P. Jenkins, 81, of Danville, passed away at 12:10 p.m. Saturday, April 14, 2018, at North Logan Healthcare Center, Danville, Illinois. A Mass of Christian Burial will be at 11 a.m. Friday, April 20th, at Holy Family Church, 444 East Main Street, Danville, with Father Loftus officiating. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday, April 19th, at Sunset Urbis Funeral Chapel, 414 South State Street in Westville, with a prayer service at 3:30 p.m. He will be laid to rest in Resurrection Cemetery, Danville. Memorial donations may be given in his name to Holy Family Catholic Church or the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, Church Street, New York, New York, 10006. Please join his family in sharing memories, photos, and videos through his tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. Eunice May Sands. Eunice May Sands, 67, of Danville, passed away at 4:32 p.m. April 14, 2018, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana, Illinois. A Celebration of Life service will be at 10 a.m. Wednesday, April 18th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville. Pastors Gary Ferris and Troy Horn will officiate. Burial will be in Gundy Cemetery in rural Bismarck. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 17th, at the funeral home. Please join Eunice's family in sharing memories, photos, and videos on her tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. Virgil McConnell. Virgil L. McConnell, 92, of Danville, Illinois, formerly of Covington, Indiana, passed away Sunday afternoon, April 15, 2018. A celebration of his life will be at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Friday, April 20th, at First Church of Christ, 615 5th Street, Covington, with Pastor Mike Harshman officiating. Burial will follow in Mount Hope Cemetery with military honors by the Army and Petersburg American Legion. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Thursday, April 19th at the church, and 1 hour before services on Friday. Memorials requested to First Church of Christ. Shelby Funeral Home is assisting the family. Condolences to the family can be posted at www.shelbyfuneralhome.com. Frederick Costigan. Frederick Costigan III, 72, of Danville, died at 10:36 a.m. Saturday, April 14, 2018, at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Pape Funeral Home, 10 East William Street, Danville. Rebecca Klotzbach. Rebecca Klotzbach, 68, of Rossville, died at 4:15 a.m. Monday, April 16, 2018, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Anderson Funeral Home, 427 East Main Street, Hubston. In other local news from the News Gazette, Danville Investigation. Gunman Left Without Stealing by Tracy Crane. Danville. Danville police are investigating an attempted armed robbery at a business on Sunday. Around 4 p.m., Danville police officers responded to the T-Nails business in the 2700 block of Vermilion Street. An employee told officers that two men armed with handguns came in the business wearing dark clothing and hooded sweatshirts with their hoods pulled up and their faces covered with masks. One suspect walked around the business while the other approached the counter, according to the employee, but after briefly looking around the business, they quickly left without taking anything. The suspects fled on foot and were last seen running southbound from the business. No injuries were reported, and the investigation continues. Danville police ask anyone with information regarding this crime to call 217-431-2250 or call Vermilion County Crime Stoppers at 217-446-TIPS. In community briefs from the Commercial News, in Danville, we have the Laura Lee Dinner, Laura Lee Fellowship House, 212 East William Street, invites the community to its annual dinner celebration Thursday. The program includes an awards ceremony honoring community members. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. with the program from 6 p.m. Tickets are $30 each, or a table of eight may be purchased for $240. Tickets can be purchased at Laura Lee Fellowship House office from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays at New Life Church of Faith or by contacting a board member. Poet to Read Aloud. In celebration of National Poetry Month, local author Carol Hart Parker will read poetry from her book, Like Poison in the Ground, at 6 p.m. Wednesday in the first floor meeting room at the Danville Public Library. Class of 59 meets. The Class of 1959 Lunch Bunch will meet from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday at Jocko's Pizza Inn. Participants should bring food items for the VA food pantry. Hubston, Poet Scheduled. Hubston Public Library will celebrate National Poetry Month with a poetry reading and discussion by local published poet Bonnie Mannion at 1 p.m. Wednesday in the upstairs north reading area. St. Joseph. Roadwork starts. The Illinois Department of Transportation announces roadwork beginning Thursday on U.S. Route 150 at the Glover Bridge over the Union Pacific Railroad, weather permitting. One lane will remain open on U.S. 50-150 during this work. The duration of this work will be about 1 month. Motorists can expect delays and should allow extra time. This has been the Vermilion County News for Tuesday, April 17th. This is Greg, and I have enjoyed reading for you. And I look forward to doing so again. Have a great day.